There's a little thing about Sodis HaTorah Yilodim from Rav Aviner, but we don't need to go into that. Just to go to page 87. We're up to in Rav Kook's words where it says, Mitoch HaYisron HaRozi HaZeh. Mitoch HaYisron HaRozi HaZeh. I try to finish this mimer. Moshe David sent you you have on the phone from the Zohar Kodesh. It's very important. We're going to be learning in a minute a very basic teaching of the Zohar Kodesh on the Inyan of Nishmasa Deraisa. Nishmasa Deraisa. That's what this whole section of Chochmas HaKadosh is about. And Rav Kook refers to it a number of times, the soul of Torah, Nishmasa Deraisa. So let's just read, Umitarcha Yisun Arozi Hazeh, Shal Sachdusam Shakola Machshobas Vanitzayt Zeruchonim, Besoycha Rak Hi, Hi Namusugelis Lahadrocha Klolis. Unlike Chochmas Chol, unlike secular knowledge, secular studies, which each one is, as we were talking about Barichas, each one is focused on a particular aspect, a detail, a piece of life, only Rozim, only Chochmas HaRozim, only Sod, only Pnimius HaTaira puts all of these things together. Therefore, only through learning Pnimius HaTaira, all of Torah, of course, we've been talking about this a lot for the past few weeks, but especially when it comes to Pnimius HaTaira, we're not the whole Indian of when you're learning Nigla, when you're learning the revealed Torah, you're Isaac and the Pratim, and the Pratim, all of the details, and all of the trees. When you're learning Pnimius, then you're talking about the forest, how everything is connected to Hashem. So you're learning Hilchas Tefillin. See, you're learning Hilchas Tefillin, you learn the Gemara, you learn the Rambam, you learn the Rishayim, you learn the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, and then million Pratim, Pratim, and Halachas, and Hilchas Tefillin. And then when you learn when you go into the Pnimius, into the Shakavanis of what Tefillin are, then you begin to see how every single prat, every single piece, all the details of Hilchos Tefillin are all to come to that one Nakuda of Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad, and how that inyan of Hashem Echad is mezgala through the mitzvah of Tefillin and through the pratim of the mitzvah of Tefillin. So the Hadracha Klolus, Rav Kook is calling the Hadracha Klolus, that general Hadracha of how everything ties into Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad, that's only through learning side. So Rav Avinir explains how philosophy, chokeres rak chalokim shel hametzias haruchanis. Philosophy is studying different aspects of man's spiritual adventure in this world, his challenges, his... He and none of the professors says zera machayim akloli mechayakol. But philosophy and all others is not talking about that. And none of the professors says zera machayim, the current, the stream of life. That's mechayakol. Lumas harozius, unlike rozius pnimius atara, asher tofeses es haneshama shel hakol v'zeu yisvayna. Rozius tofeses haneshama shel hakol. The meaning of rozius is the neshama of everything. Our philosophy, he ideas. Philosophy is there's information. There's different ways of thinking about different aspects of life. Hasaidius he chayim v'ideas. The difference is that saidius, sod hatorah, saidi hatorah, pnimius hatorah, is life itself, together with the information, but life, living. Reishis chayim l'acha mikain. Yedias. First, the ikur is chayim, and then yedias. Mikaven shebesaycha kalad sayis hakol. Yicholim lahadvich asadam makol tchumei chayim. Therefore, when a person is Isaac in the sayis in the sayis of Torah, that gives him hadracha for everything in life, not just for a particular aspect or part of life. Therefore, if Kook says al kain, rak hasayid nishmas emuna. Therefore, only sod is nishmas emuna. Is the soul, the neshama of emuna, nishmasa deraisa. Here it says nishmasa. The correct thing is nishmasa, but we all say nishmasa deraisa, the neshama of Torah. And mushad chayv chaya kol hagoli kol hakotzov kol ahelgi behigoyin v'chol hanasa b'maisa. So it is the neshama of Torah. Rav Avinir explains. So any mitzvah ben hamitzvah shel haTorah. People from the outside who don't learn, so they think that there are different things in Torah. There's halacha, there's There's machshava, there's musa, there's so on. And there's another aspect that's called sod. There's pshat, remez, drush, and sod. But the truth is that sod is not another subject of Torah. It's not just a mikzoa ben a mikzoa shal Torah. Elu nishmas kol mikzoa shal Torah. Sod is the neshama of the Gemara. Sod is the neshama of the Rambam. It's the neshama of the Mishnah Berurah. It's the neshama of every single din, every single halach, every single prat. It's the soul, it's the essence. Nishma samun shevinyana kisho kol hayidias el shoshim, which ties all of the yidias. There are millions and millions of yidias in Yiddishkeit. I had this unbelievable Zoom this week. It could be that the tzaddik that put it together is listening right now. There's a school in Toronto, and I never heard of it before, this school. And there's this young man, a 12th grader in this school. And I don't think it's not a regular, I don't know if it's a regular yeshiva, I'm not sure. It's definitely a co-ed. There were guys and girls on the thing. And this bocher is, I don't know if he has a strong background in learning at all, but he's taught himself a great deal, and he's unbelievable, and he has all this chevra in his school, guys and girls that he's gotten them to learn different things, and he teaches them, and he tries to hook up with different rabbanim and teachers and so on. And even though, for the most part now, with these Zoom things, I'm not going on to any more Zooms. It's already must speak with that. But how do you say no to like a bocha like this? It's just an unbelievable thing that on his own. So I was talking to these boys and these girls. I guess they're all in this school, 11th or 12th grade, I'm not sure. And the big question that the guys were asking, the big question is like, you know, learning Gemara. So these are boys that were not raised in the yeshiva, and they want to do the right thing, and they were told that you have to learn Gemara, and they're trying, but it's all new to them, and the struggle they're having is that they were introduced to Yiddishkeit through like these breathtaking, you know, the Ramchals and Maharals and all these beautiful things, you know, from side, and then when they sit down to learn Gemara, it seems like it's so not nogeya to them, and it seems like it's like the Gemara could go on for three pages about some kind of an irrelevant prat that hasn't been nogeya for the last 2,000 years, and the guy's having a hard time with it. So I was talking to them about Limud HaGemara, of how to try to learn Gemara and how to stay focused and how to connect the dots in the Gemara. We were talking about all of that, but that's really a very big challenge. When you learn Sod, then you see the neshama of Torah. But Hashem wants the neshama to be connected to the guf. So how to connect the neshama to the Gemara learning and to the halacha learning and to that? That's not so posh. That takes a lot of work and a lot of preparation. But what this term, Nishmasa Deraisa, so I hope that you have on your phone, or you printed it, in Parshas Bala Yischa. Let's learn. No, unless you printed it, Nisim, you don't have it. I don't know if you...
I printed it. So
it's where Sefer... Oh, so it's page Tuf. The first page is Tuf Ayin Vav. Okay? Tuf Ayin Vav Sefer Azar. This is the Zohar Kaddish with the Musik Midrash. We'll skip the Aramaic and we'll just read it in the Musik Midrash from Rabbi Daniel Frisch, the translation of the Zohar Kaddish. It's a very famous piece of the Zohar, and it's important because it's going to be part of all the limud in this Maimer of Chochmas HaKaddish. So let's try to do that now. You see with the arrows on the bottom, it says Lefi Shema Shekosuv B'Shana Hashenis B'Chedesh Harishon. Okay, so the Zohar Kodesh is talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim, and the Zohar is wondering about the fact that we were already taught earlier about all of the mitzvahs of Pesach. And now, why does the Torah have to say, to come back and say again, Ushmat Sadova Zalachak Oilam? Why does it have to come back and say, Lachak Lacholavanechad Oilam? Why does it have to come back? That's what the Zohar is going on. So, look where it says, Lafi Shemasha Kosu Bishona Hashenis Bechadish Arishan, Shenira Shabo Loimba, Rakaz Azman, Mosse Haisa Mitzvah Zois, Amishabemis Yesh Bezes Said God. So, for whatever reason, Rabbi Shimon decided that here would be the place that he would talk about this, about Nishmas HaDaraisa. The question is that it seems, Rabbi Shimon is saying, that it seems that this pasuk of Ushmatim Zadar Vazel L'chayk L'chol V'nechad Olam seems to be unnecessary. Why are you telling us? You already told us all the mitzvahs. So why do you have to say now, Ushmatim, you should keep? Well, you already told us all of these things. So why again? This is what we encounter every single minute when we're learning Torah. We always have these kind of questions, right? That's how you learn. So now, see, here's Rabbi Shimon. There are reasons why Davki, he did it over here. He chose to use this place, but we're not going to go into that, but it has to do with Pesach and Pesach Sheni. The parish is about Pesach Sheni. but that's not important for us right now. Rabbi Shimon Amar. You see where it says Rabbi Shimon Amar? Rabbi Shimon Amar, Vai lahu barnash, Doma daha arais, os lachas os sipur in Baalma milin the hedyayte. Oi lois ha adam, oi for that person, Shaimish aterabo laharais, o lasapa sipur in Baalma, for that person who thinks that the Torah is telling us all kinds of nice stories, that the Torah is some sort of a fascinating book of history or some sort of a novel. Or historical novel, the Sapasi Purim Ba'alma, Udvarm Pshutim Shalovan or Bilam Chadayma. The Torah is talking about these interesting characters that lived a long time ago, Lovin and Bilam, you know, and telling us stories about these people. Diachi Afilu Bezimna Da, and then Yachin Lemeba the Rais of Milan the Hedyati Bishwachi Yatimakulu. So Rabbi Shimon says, if the Torah was a historical novel, even if you want to say that it's all true, but it's just telling us all these fascinating things in history. So we can make even more interesting books nowadays. We can make up nicer stories. If it's literature, if the Bible is literature, Rabbi Shimon says you can make up, there are nicer stories you could have now. You could write up. They're very brilliant and talented writers that could write more interesting stories. This is so interesting about Lovin. I mean, this is the greatest story of Lovin. There are more interesting stories than the story of Lovin. You know, you might like, you know, Anna Karenina or something. This is the most interesting story. Right, Ilach Zor Mila Dalma, Imatara Barak Laharois Lasapi Divre Hayom Shalom. Or maybe you want to say, no, it's not really a novel. It's more history. It's history. And the Torah is coming to tell us, L'sapet divrei hayomim shel ha'olam. It's coming to tell us, divrei hayomim, the history of the world. Afilu inen kafsire da'olma is b'nayu milini loin yater. Ni afilu oisem ha'sar m'shel toini ha'olam sheyesh lam sefer divrei hayomim. If you look into the history books, into the records of different malchias, of different countries and different nations, you could find all kinds of amazing things that happened in history, and you can learn from them the biggest lessons, all kinds of musa, all kinds of chokhmah that you can learn by reading divrei hayomim, history books from all over the world. So why do we make these history books into Torah? Hello. Vaday. Kol milin deraisa milin iloin inun virozni iloin. Kol divya taira. Every single word of taira. Gam hasipurim. Even the stories that seem to be to us to be so like, who needs these stories? Or when you have names repeated 100 times, all the different, who needs all these things? Gam isibrahim in yonim nisgavim besoides el yonim agadolim. Their exalted matters and deep secrets. Tochazim. Almi Elov Almatato Bechad Maskele is called. Boere, come and see. Ha'olam ha'elyon v'ha'olam ha'tachtoin. The higher world and the lower world. V'mishkal echad nishkalim. Are weighed together on the same scale. Ki kol ma sheyesh lamayla, everything that's taking place above, everything that is above, yesh dugmas lamata, there's something in this world that's a reflection of some sort, a corresponding image in this physical world of that root of what it is in the in Ruchnius, in the higher world. K'mo Yisrael l'sata. So we have Yisrael, we have the Jewish people, we have here down below in this world. Malachi Eloi Eloi Yisrael l'matem k'neged malachim helyon l'mal. And in the Elmelion, they're malachim. There are angels in this world, angels without wings in this world, that's us. And then there are malachim l'mala. Dorimala, dorimata, right? Dorimata, dorimala, above and below. Malachi loik sibu, by the malachim ha'elyonim kosubhem oyse malach of ruchais. By those malachim above, it says in Pasuk, oyse malach of ruchais, shakash baruch hu boris am ruchais b'lay guv gashmi. Hashem created these interesting beings, these malachim, and they don't have any physical bodies. It's just they're ruchais, without bodies. Therefore, b'shaite dinachasin lasata, as we know from the beginning of Chumash, that when malachim are sent into this world to be in this world, mislabshim b'levush dahay alma. Hey, mislabshim b'levush gashmi. When a malach is sent on a mission into this world, the malach has to be enclosed in the physical guf. Shel zeh ha'olam. Like when Elinovi comes into the world, so he's mislabish in a is mislabish in a guf. When a malach is sent into us, mislabish in a guf. V'ilav mislabshi b'levusha k'gavna d'hayalma, v'im lahoy mislabshim b'levusham k'ein z'harlam. And if the malachim, when they come into this world, would not be mislabish, would not be disguised, and would not be disguised in the levushim of what? Of the body and of the physical world. L'yochlun l'meikam b'hayalma. They could not exist in this world. They wouldn't be able to be in the world. Not only that, not only could they not be sovel the world, they couldn't be in the world. The world would not be able to handle them if they came into the world, you know, unplugged. Ruchais. The world couldn't handle, the world wouldn't be able to have anything to do with them. Next page. V'i b'malachei. And if this is the case, when a malach is sent from above to below, when something from the higher world is sent into this world, it has to be mislabesh in a physical disguise, in a physical encasement, in a physical garment. If that's true with a malach, if that's true with me and you, neshamas, that we came into this world and we have to be mislabesh in a guf, we have to be enclosed in a body in order to be in this world. Araisa de Barulhu Bara Alman Kula Bakayom Gina, therefore Hatira Shabara Kalvachaimat, what? Hatira Shabara Isa. All of creation comes through the Torah. Istaka Kutchibikaraisa Varam, Hashem looked into Torah and he created everything. So if the Malach, which is a creation, when it comes into this world, it has to be mislabish in a physical guf. So Achaskama Vakama, infinitely more so, the Torah itself, the Torah itself, Shabaras Amabaras Kaloilamas, which is the kli that Hashem used to create all that exists, Vemis Kamas Bishvil Kedushas, and all that exists is only existing because of the Kedushas HaTorah, including the Malachim and everything else. Allah has Kama Vakama, Rabbi Shimon says, Kevin the Nachs Lahai Alma, Kevin the Nachasas Lahai Alma, Allah has Kama Vakama, Kevin Shiyarda Lazahilam, that when the Torah descends into this world, like the Tanya says, the Mistausla, it descends into this world through all worlds, through infinite worlds, it descends from its from the highest place, from Hashem's brain, Kivyachal. And the Torah descends into this world, Lalamdul B'nai Yisrael, to teach B'nai Yisrael. I lavdul Mislav Shabahani Levushim Dahay Alma, Im Lahoysa Mislabeshes. If the Torah would not be mislabesh, would not become disguised and enclosed
in things of this world, even what seem to be low and silly and plain things of this world, the world could not withstand the Kedushas of Torah. Wouldn't be able to forget about understanding. Wouldn't be able to exist in the light of the Torah. That's Kivyochel Hashem himself, the King himself, the Shekhinah herself, descending into this world. And it has to be mislabesh in these levushim. No one would be able to understand the light and the radiance and the depth of the secrets of Torah. A human being is in this physical world in a body. A human being would not be able to understand anything that's ruchni. How could a gashmi understand the ruchni? It can't be such a thing. Gashmi and Ruchni don't go together. So we make a bracha. She goes, Reif Kobos, Marfli Lassus. They were saying that only Hashem can make such a pella to put a neshama into a guf, to make such a shidduch. They don't come together. A Ruchni and a Gashmi don't come together. Valdo hai sipa deraisa, levusha deraisa ihu. Val kain sipa hazesha betaira. Therefore, when you read a story in the Torah, when you read the story in the Torah, of course it took place, but when you read the story in the Torah, who levusha shel Torah, it means that something infinitely higher is mislabesh in that narrative and in those words and those letters. Man dechoshiv dahu levusha iu araisa mamish v'loy mila achra. Anybody who thinks, who makes the mistake and thinks that the garment is actually the Torah itself, that's the essence of Torah. The garment is the actual essence of Torah. Misha chayshu zelavush hu haTorah mamish ve'ein bo dover acher tachas alavush, and the levush is not concealing, hiding, and disguising something much, much, much deeper. Tipach ruche. This person is worthy of dying. Why is he worthy of dying? Because then you don't believe that the Torah has a neshama, but you have a neshama. To be alive, it means there's a neshama in the guf, right? That makes a person alive, and there's a neshama in the guf. The Torah is alive for us in this world because it's the neshama of the Torah is in the guf of Torah. The neshama, the soul of Torah, the penimis of Torah, is in the stories of Torah, and the letters, and the words, and the parchment, and the stories. If you don't believe in that, if you think that it's just stuff that happened in this world, the story is stam, ma'isalach of this world, that means you're separating the neshama from the guf. Right? You're separating the soul of the Torah from the body of the Torah. And Rabbi Shimon says that the punishment for that, or the consequence of that, the result of such a mistaken way of thinking, of living, is dying. It doesn't mean you have to drop dead, but it means that there's a disengagement between the soul and the body. There's no shortage of zombies in the world. The zombie is a physical thing that doesn't have a soul. There's plenty of zombies all over the place. You can go on living on a certain level, but the neshama is not in the neshama. It means to die. So you don't believe, this person doesn't believe in the neshama shebaguf, that there's a neshama of Torah, and that every letter, every crown of the letter, every single story that happened in Torah is soides, is the deepest, deepest, most unfathomable secrets of creation of the world. So you're taking the neshama out of the Torah, so that causes your neshama to be taken away from your guf, chas v'shalom, which is death. That's what death is. A separation. What do you mean you're alive? What does it mean to be alive? You're alive because you have a neshama. And only have loyelech chelik lamhaba. What's olam haba? A person who believes that this world has a neshama. There's an olam elyon, there's an olam tachton. This world has a neshama, the neshama is olam haba. Olam haza has a neshama. The neshama of olam haza is olam haba. You don't believe in the neshama of Torah. You don't believe in the neshama. So what's olam haba? All you have is the world is what you believe in. All that you believe in is what you see with your eyes. You don't see the neshama. You don't believe in the neshama. So there's no neshama. There's no olam haba.
There's no neshama. There's no Olam Haba. There's nothing. There's only this.
Begin kach Amar David. We shall say Amar David. Don Malach said, "Gal einai v'abit neflois mitarisach." Don Malach said, "Bereshim, open my eyes, reveal to my eyes, and let me see neflois mitarisach. Let me see the secrets of the Torah." Gal einai is one of the Ramazim for Lag BaOmer for Rabbi Shimon. Right? Gal is Lamed Gimel. Gal einai, because through Rabbi Shimon we have the source to be able to see through so many of the Levushim. That's through Rabbi Shimon. Gal einai, open my eyes to see. V'abita neflois miteresecha, neflois miteresecha. There's a teaching from Tver Shlaim, but he says neflois is the easiest nafal ois, that a letter has fallen. So Tver Shlaim is talking about how David Melech is asking Gal einai v'abita, that when I see that a yid is not doing well, a Jew is not doing well in Gashmius and Ruchnius, that I should know that Nafal Ois Miteresach, that every Jew is a letter in your Torah, and there's a letter of your Torah that's not doing well, it's fallen. It's Nafal Ois. But the Sfarim also say that Gal einai v'abita Niflois, help me to see that the letters that I'm looking at in the Torah, when I'm learning in the Torah, in the Gemara, in Chumash, and whatever, Navi, Gemara, and Hat, and Shulchanach, that these are letters that have fallen into the Gemara from a higher place. Nifla'ais, nafal'ais. That these letters have fallen from a higher place. Or nafla'ais, if you get nervous about diktuk. It's fallen from a higher place. When I'm looking at these letters, it looks to me like, I don't know. So it's saying that it's telling the story about Lavan. If you learn the Sfarim, you know that Lavan is the name of Leiban Elyon. It's Lavan comes from the highest place in the highest world. Lavan, the same character we don't like, and they put him into a cartoon, they make him look like an idiot, and they dress him up a certain way, like, you know, and he's got a tattoo, this, and they make him look like some kind of a fool. Lavan, Harasha. Lavan is Leiban Elyon. Lavan is Mishtalsha from the highest world. It's called Luban or Leiban Ha'Elyon, the highest whiteness of creation. He comes from such a place. He ended up in a bad place. But the inyan of all the what we see in this in the Torah, when you're looking in the Chumash, you're looking in Nov, you're looking in the Gemara, it's all Gal Einai. Don't know, Gal Einai, Rabbi Shalom, open my eyes to see. Nafal Ois. Let me see that these Oisis, I should see the Oisis, these Oisis have descended. Nafal, they've descended from a higher place. These are not Oisis that come from a human mind. These are not Oisis that were made, in Ernest Hemingway's backyard. These are Oisis. These are Oisis that come from Nafal Ois, from the highest island, from the highest island.
You're right against what you're.
Well, that's why he called this thing Gal Einai. Yeah. Gal Einai v'abita neflois miteresach. She'ezke lahabit madit chois levusha deraisa. Don Melech was asking Hashem, help me, Rabbi Shalom, that I should be able to see mashu tachas levush ha'tayra. Tell me, see what's tachas levush ha'tayra, what's underneath the garments, the oisias, the letters, to see inside the oisias. Dahainu asoides hamachusim sipur ha'tayra, the secrets that are contained, that are concealed within the stories of the Torah. Tochas, ba'orei oid mashal is another mashal.
You could see there's a garment, there's a clothing, everybody could see.
Vinan tipshin kat chamoyin levanash velavusha des chazel and shapira. Veiluat tipshin. I told you many times the Chassam Sofer says that tipesh is the oisius what? Pshat. A tipesh is a person who only believes in pshat. Only in the pshat is a tipesh. So Rabbi Shimon says, "Vino tipshin." Who are the tipshin? Who are the fools? Ve'la tipshim k'shiroyim adam shelavush belavush yafa. The tipshim are people who they see a person who's wearing a nice outfit, a nice suit or a nice gown or something, a nice dress. Shenirulham hoder belavushay, and they see this person in the nice outfit, hoder belavusho. Wow, beautifully dressed, lo mistaklin yatir. Ein mistaklim yoyser mihu oysadim. And that's all. So by looking at this lavush, they stop over there and they just see the lavush. They say, "Oh, this is a beautiful person." And then machshiv, the person according to the chashivas of the garment. So you could have some Hollywood star or starlet that's wearing some $40,000 dress or something, and she's marching down, and the photographers are taking a million pictures of her. Kilu, there's some chashivas that is not even a human being. And the whole world is machshev, and all the newspapers have pictures, and this person is going on television to tell you who you should vote for and what you should think. Why? Because she went down a stage, a platform or something, a runway. She walked with some kind of expensive gown, and they're all taking pictures, and they're all running for her autograph and so on. You're tippish to believe in such a thing. And the Levusha, you're tippish to look up to admire. A tipshus. I told one of the chaverim the other day. I was just talking about my father, Rosh Hashanah, and I decided one day in my room. This is when I was around 9 or something like that, 10. I don't remember. I decided to hang up pictures of my favorite ball players. So I had Mickey Mantle up there, and because I saw my friend across the street, I had a Jewish friend. It wasn't from. And he had all over his wall. He had pictures of ball players, and so I got some pictures, and I put up on my wall pictures of Mickey Mantle and Lou Gehrig, you know, some of the Menachem, Baal Meisim, you know, all different chaver. I put up on the wall, and my father would always get home late from work, and I was reading something in my room. My father walked in, and he looked at the wall, and he said, "Who's the idol over here? What is this?" So I said, you know, this is Mickey Mantle, and this is Bobby Richardson and Tom Tresh, you know, these are the baseball players. So my father said, "So what do you have pictures of them?" So I said, "No, I like them, you know, I like the way that." So my father said, "They're very talented, and they're very talented players. They play baseball, but that you don't need to have pictures." So, okay, so. And then when I came back the next day, they were gone. I mean, they were all gone, down. My father said that the pictures, you want to put pictures, you could put a picture of Tzaddikim or something. You don't put, in those days, it wasn't so common to even have pictures of Tzaddikim so much on the walls. But you put a picture of, so my father said that in where he came from, they had a picture of Shai Lekavistir. That's what they had, a picture of Shai Lekavistir, not Mickey Mantle, you know. So put a picture of it, Tzaddik. You like how they play baseball, that's fine. If it's an idea, you enjoy playing ball, it's healthy, it's fun, do whatever you like. But who do you think these people are? Well, who do you think these people are? And I got very defensive that one, because I had the next day, I said to my father, "Daddy took all the pictures." I remember the whole thing. I said to my father, "What do you mean? You know, Mickey Mantle, he's a good guy, he visits kids in hospitals." My father said, "Listen to me, as a mushkes, a shikir, a manuvel." You know, where do you put pictures of a shikir, a mush? And my father didn't know anything about Mickey Mantle. It turns out afterwards, and I read Ball 4 by Jim Pound, and he said, "He's a mushkes, a manuvel." And he went to visit the hospital. Plus, that was part of being a ball player, you understand? Mantle was only getting paid $100,000 for that. He's getting $100 million to visit the hospital these days. It's a much more expensive visit. So, what do you think that's the person? Is wearing the Levushim. You walk down the street in Bnei Brak or Yerushalayim or some other neighborhoods, and you see everybody's dressed in Levushim. You think that's everything is Gevaldik. I used to think that. And the same way, the other way, that people look at other ways that are not dressed properly, think, "Oh, what's the matter with them? These are not real Jews." Yeah. The Levushim. Rabbi Shimon says, these are tipshim. A tipish looks at the Levushim.
a fool judges a person by the Levusha. And the biggest fool judges by the Torah, judges the Torah by the Levusha. By the Levusha. But you have a lot of from people that do that. A lot of Minei Torah that do that. By the Levusha. What do you mean? The dress the person is wearing, the suit the person is wearing, that's just the guf. That's the guf. That's just the physical thing. Chashivus of the guf and nishmas. Chashivus of the guf is the neshama. But the real chashivus of the guf is not what the person is wearing, it's the neshama. Next page. Kahai gavna raisis la gufa. So too, Rabbi Shimon says. Kein zehiya Torah is the same thing with the Torah. Yesh lo guf, the Torah has a body. Vina pekuder aisa dekwen gufei Torah. The revealed part of the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah, and the stories of the Torah, that's called gufei Torah. Gufei Torah, the bodies. Bodies, gufei Torah, the halachas, the mitzvahs, the stories, gufei Torah. Vena mitzvahs ha-Torah, v'dinayim, all the dinim. All the millions of dinim, all the halachas, all the mitzvahs, gufei Torah. Hanikros gufei haTorah. Hai gufa mislab shebelevushin deinun sipur in the hayalma. Vizeh haguf mislab esh belevushim shem sipurim shazeh haolim shebetorah. What the Torah is really, really is mislabesh and the stories. And all the dinim and the halachas of this world that we do. Kila sipurim garmu as ha-mitzvahs. So you think that the sipurim, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so we put on tefillin, or we keep Shabbos. And it says, seems to say in Chumash that because Kila Hashem didn't have an inyan of tefillin, the tefillin doesn't have anything else except Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He said, hey, you know what, guys? You know, this is like a really big day. And I had this really cool idea. That for the next couple thousand years, you know, or for eternity, I'm going to have you get up special early and put on these little boxes and straps because it was such an important day. Isn't that a cool idea? And that's what people say. That's what I think of halacha and mitzvahs. Now that sounds very silly, but you can make it much more sophisticated than that. There's an inyan that's called tefillin. The Baruch Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim because he wants us to wear tefillin. Not that he took us out of Mitzrayim and he had an afterthought that said, I think tefillin would be good for you. I think it's a nice idea. It's a good way to celebrate. A lot of people are asking, it says like Lushi Asi Ugoi, so Rashi says from Chazal that Sarimena was making matzahs, right? Because Pesach Haya. So Malachim would come and she gives them some matzahs from Keresdir matzahs, right? So you're learning that with somebody that didn't learn Torah. He says, what do you mean? What kind of Pesach? I know, and even though Rabbi, even though I just started learning, I know that Pesach didn't happen by Avraham Avinu, was later on. All the Oros of Pesach are from before creation. It's not that because there's a Pesach, there's matzahs. The Baruch Shalom has an inyan called matzahs, and he makes a Pesach. It's not the other way. There's an inyan called matzahs. What's matzah? Oh. The Baruch Shalom made a Pesach to work it out for the matzahs. It's not the other way around. Listen. What?
A little as a remembrance to tefillin, to remember what happened?
Of course you should think that.
I know it came first, but isn't it also?
No, but we're not saying that's to take away that's not what it means to take away the remembering
mystery. Ikar is the idea.
That's not the whole lineage of tefillin. That's a part of it. Doesn't mean in place of that. Of course that's what we have to remember that. You think about Yitzhak Mitzrayim a lot, though. It means a lot to you what happened over there?
Well, they stick it everywhere. They put it in shoes. They put it on the door. They put it everywhere.
Right. Okay, right. So you notice that they stick it everywhere.
Yeah.
So you must wonder sometimes, like, why did you stick that everywhere?
Remember that
God isn't everywhere. So now you're ready. Now you're ready going. Now we have to take a journey, a fantastic voyage, deeper and deeper and deeper. Higher and higher and higher to understand what does it mean Mitzrayim, what's a Jew, what does it mean to be stuck in Mitzrayim, to get out of Mitzrayim, right? Right. obviously, God is very concerned about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And sometimes a person who's new to the Torah feels like saying, seriously, there are more oppressive things than that. Like, you took us out of Mitzrayim. I remember as a kid thinking, like, why don't you take people out of Auschwitz and Mauthausen and Treblinka, you know? It's a terrible thought, but I couldn't help thinking. That would be, like, really impressive. You can't compare Paro to Hitler, Yimach Shemo. Neither of them were good. But we don't understand who Paro was. We don't understand who Hitler, Yimach Shemo. We don't understand any of them. But Paro was a Koyach and Tumma. We don't understand what that is. Amalek, Ashokorach, Abadarach. Now we're coming to Purim. Pasha Zocher, Amalek. Okay, you know, like, you want me to kill everybody from Amalek? What's the big deal? Seriously, they, you know. For that, they have to be all killed. What did they do that was so terrible? These Lashinas are Lashinas, you understand? But they, because you don't know what is Amalek. The Guf, this is like, this is always, they think, like the biggest question that, you know, you come to a group of Jews that didn't learn Torah, and they ask you, how could it be that the Torah said to kill? Are you, Rabbi, you would take a gun and put it at the head of a little Amaleki baby? You would do that, Rabbi? That's like a favorite question. I've been asked that question many times over the years. So I said, my answer is usually, it depends. Are you going to be with me when I do it? He said, what do you mean? I said, because I guess maybe I'd be mechabed you to do it. You could be mechabed me. I'd be mechabed you. I said, I can't imagine how I would do that. I don't know how I would do that. And I'd have to go to the mikveh a lot, and I'd have to say, I'd have to probably go to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik would have to hold me, and he'd have to give me chizik, and so on and so on. And I would hope that then I don't know if I'd like to use a gun, maybe, you know, slip him a pill or something. Oh, but I'd like to think that I would do the mitzvah d'oraisa and do what I have to do. I'd do what I have to do. But when you understand what Amalek is, you learn what Amalek is, and you take away the levushim, even of that baby, you take away the levushim, and then the question, well, yeah, that's what the goyim did to us. They think the Jews are also the embodiment of evil, and therefore every Jew has to be killed. It's the same thing. And these are the conversations, and at the end, it's very hard to have an answer for that. Of course, the most obvious answer to any of that is that Jews never volunteered for jobs like that ever in history, you know? And we don't do those things. We never did those things. And even when it comes to Amalek, like, where's the history of our destroying Amalek? Except in the Megillah, we had a little fun. Aside from that, and you don't believe in Megillah's Esther, so, like, aside from that, what is it? But it's all talk from the Levushim, from the garments. That's all the garment district. That's all. That's completely the garment district. That's what Rabbi Shimon is saying, is all of these things. And by the way, you could say all kinds of fancy lomdas in the garment district too. But the bottom line is, he says these are the garments. So we're not allowed to eat that part of the cow, right, of the animal, the gidanosha. Why? Because the Malach gave a clap to Yaakov Avinu by the Gidanosha. So therefore we can't eat. So you think it's mice, he gave him a clap. So if he would have hit him on the nose, then I wouldn't be able to scratch my nose, you know? So he hit him by the Gidanosha. It's a good thing he didn't hit him where the prime rib comes from. Then what would be with Jews? We wouldn't have any restaurants, so we'd be in trouble. They wouldn't be able to put in Ami magazine a 6-foot-tall steak, right? Can you imagine? It's a good thing he hit the Gidanosha. What would it have been? It would be terrible. It would be terrible. If the Malach would have hit the steak, or if he would hit a spare rib, could you imagine what would have happened? A spare rib would have been terrible. So it's a mazel that he hit a Gidanoshech. I don't know, Gidanoshech. I never saw it. I don't know what it is. I'm not a sheikh. I never met one. I don't care. Or a menake. I don't know what it is. But I know that they're not going to put it for $250 on my plate. You know, when I go out to eat with my wife in Miami on the winter break, they're not going to put it onto the plate. So it's a Gidanoshe. No. That's the Gidanoshe. Gidanoshe is there's a pair of Gidanoshe. Gidanoshe is a veld, is a world. You think, because Yaakov, you know, a mice, it happened that the Malach hit him in the Gidanoshe. And therefore the Baruch Shem said, oh, Akein lo yochav nei Yisrael Gidanoshe. I don't want to eat in the Gidanoshe.
That's why we just read
Asmalo.
Silver, you know, silver, gold, and asmalot, you're going to come out with. Why Rashi says that Malach were the most important. Why were they so most important?
Right. So obviously, it's much more than that. That's right.
Silver and the gold.
That's right. He says these are tipshin ba'alma. So he says, look. Yaakov is talking about halach v'hilchas nachlas b'sipur shel b'nai slavcha v'chadayim, and the girls, the daughters of slavcha come. What? Who are the daughters of slavcha? Why did this come davke from the nekeva, from the side of the nekeva, that the girls came with a tiny about? And when you learn what nachlas was, I mean, when you learn nachlas and what a nachla is, and the Indian of a nachla, and who were the daughters of slavcha? Look at their names, and who were they, and why davke did that come from girls, from women? If you think that these are stories, and now the rabbis are saying, you know what, we can learn a nice thing from this story. Like you can learn something nice from Alice in Wonderland. You can learn something nice from any story. You can learn something nice. If you think that's what the Torah is, that they're all, and there are plenty of people that think all these nice stories, and now I'm going to say something that we learn out from this story. Chas v'chalila. That this is a ma'aseh, and that you're making something to learn out from it. Tipshin d'alma. L'mistakli ba'hu levushay di super ha'aseh. Tipshin. Ha'tipshin shabar lam. Eina mistaklam ala b'zeh ha'levush u'sipurim shabitayra. V'layad, they're looking at the story, at the levush, the stories. V'layad de'yativ en miyadim yaseh. V'layad mistakli b'med de'il t'chais. Ha'levush is not looking at what's underneath the levush. De'yadim yativ. Il elu shi'yadim yaseh. Those who understand really what Torah is, they don't get stuck on the levush. Of course you look at the levush, but then you don't get stuck at the levush. You look at the guf that's underneath the levush. The sages, who are the avodim of Melech Elyon, who work for the Rebbein Shlalom. Inun the kaimu b'turu de Sinai. Oysum Sha'omud al Har Sinai, we're Jews. We stood at Har Sinai. Le Mistakl Ela B'Nishmasa. D'ihi Ikara D'Karla Raisa Mamish. They look at the Neshama. That doesn't mean they don't look at the Guf, but they look at the Neshama. And when a person reaches a certain level, Rabbi Chaim tells us, that Rabbi Kaddish taught, that when you reach a certain Madrega, then the Ikka Inyan of learning, even Nigla, is at that point, is to review, to remember what you learned when you were younger, but the Ikka time is spent learning Neshmasa D'Oraisa. Rabbi Chaim says that, the Arizal taught that. It's learning the Neshama of Torah. The Ramchal says that very, very, very strong in many places, in his Mechtov, in the Igvis, in many places, the Ramchal writes about this. The Chachamim know, those who stood at Har Sinai know that in every story, in every letter, the Yesh Panimius. And as we were talking about this morning, it's the same thing when you look at another Jew also. It's only the Guf. Yesh Panimius. Shem Rozi HaTorah V'Akavonis Shetzorach L'Kaven B'chol Mitzvah. And therefore, there are all kinds of deep Kavonis that a person can have when a person starts to learn. So, the Kavonis that one can have when it comes to a Mitzvah, the thoughts that a person can have, the Kavonis, when you're doing a Mitzvah, B'chol Mitzvah. They care about that. They care about the Kavonis. They care about the Panimius. They care about the Neshama. Well, the zimna da'asi is meaning l'stakam nishmas and nishmas of the raisa. L'asa lavai, and in the future, these Jews who believed in the neshama of Torah while being in this world, in the future, l'asa lavai, hem asidim l'stakam l'esbani ben neshama shel ha'neshama shel Torah. They're going to be zaycha to see nishmas of the nishmas of the raisa. Hashem is going to show those Jews who believed in the neshama of Torah in this physical world, they're going to be zeicher, Mitzvah Hashem, later on, Mashiach comes around the other world, they're going to be zeicher to the neshama of the neshama of Torah. Rozi Rozi, the secrets of Torah. Rozi Rozi, the deepest secrets that couldn't be revealed in this world. Ki achat chiyas ha-meisim, osa kadosh baruch hu lidroish Torah chadosha, besoides nelam. By chiyas ha-meisim, Hashem is going to teach the Torah in a new way that was never taught, in the deepest way that we never understood, with all of the sages and alum, and to reveal to us all of the secrets that we never knew. And that's what we're asking for, Yishakeinim in the Shikai Spear. But like Rashi explains, Anshir Hashem, that's what we're asking for. You kissed us by Hashirah, and we're asking for the other Nishika. For that Nishika of the Nishmasa, Rasen de Rasen. Mashi I Evsha Bezman Hazeh Lei De Mahusa. That there are certain things that are I Evsha Bezman Hazeh. I Evsha Bezman Hazeh Lei De Mahusa. We can't possibly know. There are things that we can't know. Even though before Mashiach comes, the Baruch Shalom sends certain Tzaddikim, that they already Megala certain Tefach Tfachayim from Rasen de Rasen also. It was Zeich in our generation. At the end of time, to have also little bits of Rasen de Rasen, of the secrets of the secrets. But when Mashiach comes, and it'll be Tchias HaMesim, so then Hashem will open up for us all of the, will take away all of the Levushim, one Levush, another Levush, another Levush, another Levush, until we see Nishmas and the Nishmas. Even from the Nishama of Torah, Hashem is will take away that which we're going to know when Mashiach comes, we're going to be told Mashiach comes, will make the Zohar Kaddish will look like a body compared to what we're going to learn then. The Pnimis HaTorah that we're learning now, when Mashiach will come, will be like Nigla. Will be like Chitzainis. The deepest secrets that we're learning now are going to be like the Nigla, like the Guf, when the Nishmas and the Nishmasim will be revealed. The Nishmas and the Nishmasim, that's going to be revealed. So we have a little bit of a sense. I wanted to learn this with you today, that we have a little bit of a sense that this is what Rav Kook is talking about when he says those words, Nishmasa Daraisa, like he just said here. Akein Rak HaSoid Nishmas HaMunah Nishmasa Daraisa Unushad Chayev Chayekol HaGoli Kol HaKosov Kol HaHagi B'Yigonim Kol HaNasa B'Maisa HaSoid. That's what it means, that everything that exists, everything that's in the world, everything that exists, we understand through the Nishmasa Daraisa. The Nishama of Torah teaches us, reveals to us the Sod of all that exists. And therefore, Sod is not just another subject. Sod is the key, is the password, is the key to getting to the meaning of all subjects. It's the meaning of all subjects. Sod is the meaning of all subjects. It's not another subject. It's like, no, I don't do that. I'm not Isaac in that part of Torah. What do you mean? You're not Isaac in that part of Torah. So you have a baby, and the doctor says you need to feed the baby. No, I'm not Isaac in that Indian. You have to give life to the baby. The baby needs to eat. I'm just happy to have the baby. The way the baby's fine, the way that he is, the way she is, you have to give the baby a chiz. No, the baby's fine. Look how cute this baby is. Yeah, but in 3 hours from now, the baby's going to die if you don't give her a bottle. Nope. There's only Isaac in the stars. I have no Isaac with hidden matters. I don't know what you're talking about, how nutrition and cells and I don't know what you're talking about, molecules that they need stuff. I don't know why a molecule would need some milk. I don't know what you're talking about. This baby is fine. I don't want you to touch my baby. Leave my baby alone. And there are people that talk like that about Torah. Only Isaac in the stars. I have no Isaac with this. I have nothing to do with the Nisham. You have nothing to do with the soul. Nothing to do with the soul. You don't say that about your children. You don't say that about anybody, anything else in the world. You have nothing to do with the soul. You don't have anything, no Asik with the soul. Only Asik bin the stars. Such a loss. Rabbi Shimon says, not us. Rabbi Shimon says, Tipshim. It's a Tipish. He's not saying they're Rishoyim. They're Tipshim. They're fools. A Tipish only looks at the clothing and not the Nisham. Okay, I'm going to we'll continue with Hashem next. At least we know enough not to be Tipshim, okay? That's already a start. Shkoyach. A good Shabbos.